Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. In this episode, our focus of attention is Kieran McKenna, who is the owner of two family-run Londa stores in Inishowen. One in Buncrana, which also has a Circle K filling station, and the other in Drung, Quigley's Point, where they manage the fuel for Inishowen Co-op. A native of Monaghan, Kieran comes from a family that have been working in retail and selling fuel for generations. He has always put a big emphasis on being a part of the local community and building up a rapport with his customers, and he knows how important it is to support local initiatives, including sports-related activities. Recently, he was selected by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer, which has been supporting small and medium enterprises around the country for over 50 years, as one of seven small businesses around the country that are family-orientated, passionate, and who place a huge focus on their customers. And each of these businesses is benefiting from an advertising package tailored to them and featured in their local areas to help drive their business. Indeed, as part of this, McKenna's Londis is getting press and radio advertising, an advertising billboard display, an interview in the Sunday Independent Weekend magazine, a local radio campaign, advertising in their local FBD sales office, and social media support on FBD social media channels. You'll even see a photo of Kieran featuring on Ireland's largest billboard in Dublin, showcasing all the businesses included in this campaign. Well, to find out more about his business and his business journey to date and all the hard work behind what is making it flourish, I recently paid a visit to him in his Buncrana premises to find out more. Well, Kieran, delighted to have you on the programme for this edition. Before we maybe look at your shops in a little bit more detail, maybe you can tell us first how you got into the retail sector and how it all began.
Well, I suppose I grew up in a small border town in Clonus in County Monaghan, and my grandparents would have ran a small store in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and then that was taken then over by my uncle. I suppose growing up, you know, just as a 10, 12, 14 year old, I would have helped out in the shop, you know what I mean, summertime, you know, on holidays, evenings, etc. And then the year that I was doing my leaving cert, I was unsure I was what I was going to do, and I was probably going down the road of an apprenticeship, and I had a brother that was working for a man that had seven supervisors in the Meath and Kildare area, and he was working for him, and there was an opportunity. He was taking on three apprentice butchers at the time, so I finished my leaving cert on a Thursday and I started working in Ashbourne in County Meath in Super Valley on the Monday morning, and I've been involved in retail ever since, full time.
That was in Monaghan and Meath. We're in Donegal now, so how did you end up in Donegal?
Oh, that's a fairy romance story. While out in Letterkenny on a Saturday night, you know, I met my now wife Danielle. She's from Ballybracken Greadchestle, and the rest is history, I suppose. I come up to work in Donegal then after being with Danielle for a number of years, and then we got married. Our home is in Redcastle, and in 2017 we took over the store here in Buncrana, and in 2022 of May 22 we took over Drung and Quigley's Point, a store that we operate and we manage the fuel for Inishowen Co-op.
So when you took over in 2017, tell us a little bit about what the store was like then, and what changes have taken place. Indeed, what were the first things that you did in that first year?
Yeah, so in 2017 we took over, which was a cost cutter, you know what I mean, a convenience store here from the Farn family. Obviously, Bernard, his wife and family, they had ran the store for a long, long number of years. It was always in there, you know what I mean, it was always theirs until I took it over in 2017. We rebranded the store in 2017 and spent a large amount of money on a revamp. it proved, you know, very successful. Buncrana has been very good to us. The local community has been very good to us. And, you know, the store continues to trade well here in Buncrana, despite the challenges that there is. But the store performs very well.
So it's very important in a small community to have that local aspect, because you know many of your customers personally and you build up a rapport with them down through the years. So you'd considerable experience before you opened up here from the whole retail sector. So was there anything you did initially when you came here?
No, I'd say nothing new that I was used to doing. You know, it's probably the part of the retail that I like most, is meeting people, you know, being in part of the community. You know, a lot of people would be aware that, you know, your small local retail store, let that be a hardware, you know, retail is a grocery, filling station, you know, they're a massive part of the local hub and the local community. And it's vitally important for us to be a part of the community and to give back to the community, that it's not all seen as one way. We're all the time, you know, sponsoring between football and Gaelic, you know, anything that's local, you know, we would like to give towards where possible. And we like being asked, you know, to be involved in the local community, and it's just not about writing a cheque or anything like that there. You know, we're involved in different community groups that we give up a lot of hours of our own time. Secretary of our local GAA club in Mavell, I'm treasurer of Inish Own GAA, on a committee within Donegal GAA. So, you know, one would ask, you know, with two businesses, a family of four small children, where would you get time? But it's all, I just feel that you need to give something back to the community, let that be in your time or through local sporting groups and sponsorship.
Now, when we came in today, you were behind the till, so the proof is in the pudding. You still have that connection with people. No doubt you're in the office as well a lot, but you do try to get out on the floor.
Oh, I'd far rather be out meeting people. As I said, it's the part that I like most, is meeting people. I don't like being in an office. I love to chat, if anyone that knows me. I'm not afraid to talk. But at the same time, it's very important for our local customers to see the face, you know, behind the shop, behind the store, you know, isn't afraid to do the jobs that anyone else does. I've never asked anyone to do anything, you know, within the working day here in the store or my working life. I've never asked anyone to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. So from early morning to late at night, there's in Buncrana here, from 5:30 in the morning, there's staff here till just after 10 o'clock at night. 7 days a week. Retail is a hard job, but when you enjoy doing it, it makes it more easy.
And many people probably underestimate just the value of the local store to the community, even in terms of employment between part-time and full-time staff. There's probably a lot more people here than people might think just walking in and out.
Yeah, look at it, two things on that. You know, people like the local store, where that's where they come to meet the people, you know what I mean, and the stay and have a chat with the staff. But in all, including myself, we employ 45 people locally here between Buncrana and Drung, between part-time and full-time. You know, the students that come and go, that come at the age of 16, you know, after their junior cert, and then they progress through, you know, into adults to go on to college. And we try and give everyone an opportunity and give them responsibilities. Them students would work from a young age to having responsibilities of operating on a till, to maybe closing the store. And it's all about trying to progress the staff that we have. We've two lads within the company that are doing a retail management degree in Dublin, and we help them to support them in funding their career in management. And but I'm under no estimation that the staff that we have are the key to our success. When I talked about 5:30 in the morning, we have a member of staff here, Hannah, who opens up, that lives closest to the shop at 5:30 every morning in Buncrana, Monday to Friday. There's Jared starting the bakery and the deli at the same time. You know, all key members of staff who provide, you know, us with a great level of service. And we have a good retention of staff, which is also important, that we don't have a high turnover of staff. And we feel that, you know, we like to work with them all and give them the opportunities that they would like.
Now, first impressions last, and as well as having a lot of regular people here, I'm sure there's a big footfall. You're getting tourists, you're getting people out from Derry, maybe on a Sunday afternoon. You've a high volume of people coming in. And when they come in, if they find it's a good shop, they're getting good value, they're getting good service, it might be next year before they're back again, but they'll come in again on given that they've had a good experience. And I noticed just there, a member of your staff, I think it's Marie, who is behind the deli. There's a former editor of the Donegal Democrat, Michael Daly. He has a thing called Daly's Donegal. And he came in, I think, for a breakfast roll or something like that. And he put it up online afterwards about just, you know, the friendly service he got, the good value. And it's things like that that really are a reason as to why your business has been so successful.
No, Marie would be one of these people that I just mentioned that could be here from 5:30 in the morning. You know, she's a great member of staff. Last Friday evening, there was a local football match down the Stiarvey here, and Michael attended with his local club, Erua Ballyshannon, and he'd come up to the shop just to maybe get something to eat. He didn't really know what he wanted, and they talked the crack about a sausage sandwich, and Marie brought him down a cup of tea, and there was catering food going out, and there was chips there cooked, and she threw a few of them on the plate, and he put up this new story how that in today's world, with the price of everything, you know, that there's still good value out there, and you can still meet good people if you call into your local store. And he asked Marie for a picture, and Marie never thought at the time, you know, this wee man, she didn't know that he was an editor at his own Facebook page. He just said, can I get a wee picture of you for my social media page? And Marie, she said, no bother. And from it was shared to even today, maybe one week on, there's over 10,000 views and shares and likes, and it's been seen from people that would know Marie or people that know the store here as far as America and everywhere else. So the power of social media, while social media, you know, all the likes and shares, but it's testament to the person that Marie is that she got so many likes and shares that within the local community here, within the people that come into the store, you know, she's very friendly. You know, she tries and meets everyone with a smile, and she's managed the deli here in Buncrana, and we try and offer, you know, good value, good service, good food, and while you're in the queue, you know, that wee bit of crack and friendly banter. We do have a lot of people like Michael, you know what I mean, that aren't frequent shoppers, but when passing, they'll always call in from a previous experience. We like to take pride in customer service, that while you're at the checkout or you're at the deli, you know, you're the last point of contact that you might have with that customer. And if you can make a lasting impression, they will call back. As you say, there's people from Derry and further afield who travel to Inishowen to go on holidays across the road in the tourist office here in Buncrana. There's a caravan camper park, and we would have people that use the facilities here all the time. And like that there, they remember us for being friendly, customer service. Maybe they needed directions to go somewhere, maybe they needed a service locally, and we helped them out. And that's all part of retail and being, you know, having a strong customer service ethic.
Now, you're tied in with the Londis brand, and we're sitting here in your office, and I'm looking at your laptop, and I thought I had a lot of icons up on the home screen. Obviously, a lot of paperwork. So tell us, you know, a busy retail convenience store, when you're dealing with Londis, you know, there's a lot going on in terms of your orders. How much of that is automatically being done, or are you constantly tweaking all the time?
Well, we're part of Londis, the BWG family, you know, the Spar and Mace, Eurospar. We're on this journey together since May last year. It has been good, you know what I mean. We've revamped the two shops into the Londis brand, and it has been a good journey so far. In terms of ordering, you know, it's a lot of it's all done now on phones and tablets, and it's all live every day. You have your sales, you know, your quantities, and it's automated. It's a lot more easier than paper method that would have been, you know, a number of years ago. It will reach the stage very soon that it'll be just populated for you based on an EPOS sales, that it can tell you that you sold 50 units of something and there's 12 in a case, so the next week you're going to get five cases throughout the course of the week, throughout the deliveries that you receive.
And being part of a group like that, which has a bigger purchasing power, I note back to the social media, you frequently usually would put up on your Facebook page, you know, offers, special offers that are happening this week. And given that you have a lot of followers, that's a great way of getting the word out so people know some of the best bargains that are coming up in the week or so ahead.
Oh, without a doubt, Chris. Look, as I said at the outset, I worked in County Meath. I've worked in one of the largest suit values in Monaghan Town before I moved to Donegal. But in a show, Donegal is probably the most competitive county to do business in Ireland. Anyone that would sell goods to Donegal would say that, you know, we have a close proximity to Northern Ireland. In order to survive, you know, be competitive in retail in Donegal, you know, you have to offer excellent value because there's so much choice available. Here in Muncranna locally, we have a large super value and two discount stores 15 minutes up the road. You can get into Derry and any amount of range and choice for you. Inishowen is kind of unique to other Bother areas. Where I'm from in Monaghan, a lot of people left for Manna to go into Monaghan or Cavan to work. Here in Donegal, a lot of people leave Inishowen every morning to go into Derry to work. So while they're in Derry, they have a lot of choice to where they can spend their money between they leave work in Derry and come home to Inishowen. So it is important to offer. We feel that through BWG, through the local value centre in Letterkenny, and through our suppliers, that we offer the best value that we can at all times.
And I note also you have a like and share competition, and you give away vouchers, and that's a great way of getting publicity because the person who wins it, all their neighbours are going to see it, and again, it gets people talking.
Yeah, just as we said before there, you know, it's just another way, another angle within retail of sharing our page, of to sharing the value that we have, and just to get our value message out there to the public. And you're giving something back then to the local customer who wins that voucher, and everyone's happy.
Kieran, a busy business like yourselves, insurance is very important. You have a lot of things that potentially could go wrong, and you have to have insurance and high levels of it. So you've been dealing with FBD locally and have had a very good experience and a good working relationship with them.
Yeah, since 2017 we've been insured with FBD, and every year since, and the two premises and anything we have personally is insured with them as well. I have a good relationship with Michael McHugh, the branch manager within Donegal. Like ourselves, I would class FBD as a business that's in the heart of the community as well. Local staff, managers local. We have a good relationship there that you have a point of contact of someone to ring, someone to go see, rather than a bigger multinational company that you just receive an email with a quote and you type back to it or whatever. But with FBD, any concerns you have, you just lift the phone and they've never not come back to me and answered any of our queries.
And I suppose having built up that rapport, things are changing all the time regarding legislation and employees' rights and all sorts of matters that you need to make sure that you do have the right levels of insurance. And when you're dealing with somebody, Michael McHugh, you know, he can step in and give you advice as well.
Yeah, so we have a review of our insurance every year before we would get a quote out, and then we review our policy every year. And any ongoing changes that they feel that, you know, should be added to the policy, they'd be the first to lift the phone or to write a letter, and we would contact the office. And as you rightly say, just for me to have that security, that peace of mind that we are hopefully insured for all eventualities.
And again, because you've got the advice coming from him, that's saving you time, because I'm sure you're so busy you don't have an hour or two to be going online and looking up and trying to keep up with all the latest trends and legislation and what you need to do.
No, I like that there. It is very difficult, you know. Obviously, you price against other companies, but there's always that grey area, you know, of if it's too cheap, there's something wrong also. So we, as I say, we have a strong relationship with FBD and hope to we have into the future. Michael, he's a long time in the business, and as I say, he outlines, you know, what value, you know, we should have each of the sections within the business insured for, and his knowledge is greatly appreciated.
Going back to the shops themselves and the range of stock that you have, we notice the deli counter coming in, and the deli counter in shops over the last 10, 15 years has been a very important part of business. Before COVID, I suppose we had the breakfast roll man was a big part of many a shop's business earlier in the morning. But you have to move along with the trends. We see a lot of ready-made meals now. So all the time, I suppose you're keeping an eye on what's going well and trying to have the very latest to meet the consumer demands.
Yeah, so obviously in the boom times, you know, that the breakfast roll, as you said, but things have changed. We have a lot of frequent shoppers, the daily shoppers, and the shift is maybe moving that they come once to the deli and they take away like a healthy ready meal. People that are living at home, living on their own, or, you know, the young adults that aren't interested in cooking in the evening time, they're just the busy lifestyles, they're heading to the gym straight after work, so they might go to the deli for at lunchtime and to pick up a ready meal. And they have that in the evening time, and that's the change there. But a lot of people have moved away from, you know, the breakfast roll. You know, that they're eating something at home in the morning time. They're having their lunch here, and they've moved towards a more healthy, you know, to lifestyle. I think during, you know, since just pre-COVID or during COVID, as I say, you know, every under 40 nearly, you know what I mean, are active in the gym, and they're trying to look after themselves a lot better, and the healthy options need to be available.
Obviously, you've a big range of the national brands, the products that we're all familiar with, but you're also very keen to support local suppliers, be it cakes or biscuits. And again, you know, it's that circular economy locally. It's better for everybody if you're stocking local products and everybody gets something out of it.
Yeah, well, listen, we have local potato suppliers. We have local egg supplier, bread, cakes, local people that are agents for different companies. We would like to support them all. BWG as a family, you know what I mean, as a retail business, they make allowances for you to be able to support local suppliers. A lot of them local suppliers have staff who are shopping in our stores locally, and it's all about keeping money within the economy. As I said earlier, you know, there's a lot of people have to leave Inishowen, leave Donegal daily to go to work to Sligo, to Northern Ireland and to Derry, etc. And the more jobs that we can create and keep locally, you know, the better for the area.
Yeah. And I noticed things like the Buncrana and Inishowen Shop Local initiative. I suppose that's a case in point.
Yeah, listen, probably Buncrana, we've fallen behind, you know, in recent years. Shop Local, Tiarn Donagh has traders, they've probably outpassed us. But any of these groups, you know, that are promoting Inishowen, promoting shopping local, you know, are a vital part of the community. Hopefully, in the near future, maybe Buncrana, we could get the same built up as what there is in other towns, you know, in like Letterkenny Chamber, like the Tiarn Donagh traders. They're all a big part of the local retailing community.
Because it's by working together that, you know, you can all help each other in business.
Oh, listen, it has to be everyone together, because it's very important to have local connections with local retailers, local store owners, let that be drapery, hardware, you know, anyone that's offering a service in the local community. I feel it's very important that we all work together. We're all in a network that if there's something to be shared locally, that we, you know, you do it through your various WhatsApp groups, emails, alerts, and I feel it's important to work together, because we're all in this together of a journey of being in business locally.
I note also that you stock handmade Irish greeting cards, which is, I'm sure, rare enough to find, but, you know, great to have them here in Buncrana.
No, they're for sale here in Buncrana and Drung. It's probably it's a local school teaching, the Gail Scullamaville, that teaches our children, and she's a teacher, Laura McLaughlin, and she's actually a neighbour of ours in Redcastle. But it was something I think she made a set up during COVID or whatever, and they're selling quite well. It's something different. It's another example of somebody that's doing something indigenously from her own home after school, you know what I mean, something maybe that she has a passion for, and getting a few bob in for her rewards.
Now, the fact we're not too far from the border, you'd be getting a lot of people here from the north. So do you take Stirling, or what's the situation there?
Yeah, we take the Lamb of God, Chris, to tell you the truth. We take Stirling now. Stirling, we're dual currency here. During the summer months, from, say, the end of March to October, we take a larger amount of Stirling and in the winter months then. But as I say, due to even the fact that a lot of local people work in Northern Ireland, they would spend all the money, they change the money out in Stirling, offer a competitive rate, and yeah.
So it's a case, is it of having dual tills as well?
No, so thankfully technology has come on a long way, you know, so you just tender for Stirling and it gives out the euro amount and change.
And again, being with a petrol station here at the Circle K, years ago petrol stations were standalone, but now people come in, they fill up with petrol, they come in the door, and from your point of view, from a business point of view, you want that added on thing as well as the fuel sale. And I'm sure you have your own figures, but there's probably an average spend there, and that's an absolutely key part of the business, because a lot of people initially, it is the petrol that's bringing them in.
No, without a doubt, Chris. Look, I was never involved in fuel. The people who were involved in fuel for a long time would talk about good times where there used to be, you know, a margin, and used to be money made from selling fuel. But unfortunately, fuel has become so competitive. Our government, you know, have and continue to tax people to breaking point. We're after a recent carbon increase. We have another one coming from September. The continuous taxation on fuel is going to leave people, it will put people off the road here in Donegal. For example, for the listeners, the sale of fuel locally along the border is down over 40%, and our government have made an increase. They're aware of these figures through the Retail Petroleum, you know, Association of Ireland, between local retailers who have made representations on our behalf to TDs, but they continue to create this taxation. The amount of revenue that is lost along the border, at 40%, we're into millions of euro every week. The tax on that millions of euro was used to fund vital services that we need very badly here in Donegal. But the powers to be don't see the logic, you know what I mean, until such times as maybe Northern Ireland would increase their carbon rates. Maybe then it could have been looked at. Along the border here, we have coal sold. We're expected to charge our customers the carbon, etc. It's just very difficult to be a fuel retailer here along the border at the moment. More so now, as I say, that there is less of a margin on fuel. The person that comes in to pay for that, you know, you are relying on them purchasing something. And that's where the whole wee add-ons that you try and make readily available throughout the front of the store and until available to them to get that extra spend.
And this is going to be an issue that's going to just keep growing, because with more carbon taxes being put on here in the south, after 20 years of people buying their fuel here rather than the north, if you're losing a certain amount of people who start buying in the north, and then they might buy some more of the groceries in the north, that knock-on effect, it ripples right the way through back here. And as you said, you know, there's going to be a lot of lobbying on that, because that's a big part of the business that's been jeopardized by, I suppose, government policy, even allowing for the move to become a greener economy. Just on a not unrelated point, employers' staff costs have gone up, minimum wage legislation that means there's more benefits for staff. You have to get that balance right, not to pass too much on to the customer at the end. Has that been a big challenge?
It's probably the biggest challenge there is, you know, at the moment, Chris. Obviously, we just alluded to the fact about the bother, but the challenges that face a local business at the moment, they're massive challenges, because you have massive savings to make. Any medium-sized store with, say, 20-plus employees, you know, you're looking at 30,000 of an increase in costs between the minimum wage, between legislation in relation to pensions, etc. They're big costs to try and absorb without having to pass something on to the consumer. Like, there is, sadly, there's TDs, there is local people that think that within government say it's easy for a retailer to absorb them costs, you just put the price up to the consumer. But we're in a very competitive, you know, area here. Retail is competitive, and while obviously there is some obviously cost that we have to pass on to the consumer, but it's managing that effectively, that you're not seen to be over expensive, because people vote with their feet and they don't come to shop in your store. It's not just in relation to wages. Yes, we have wages, we have the pension contribution that's coming. Our rates, you know what I mean? I've over 50%. Our rates is 50% higher than they were this time last year. Donegal as a county was re-rated, and my rates was expensive to begin with, but they're even more expensive now. The mechanics behind it, they take your turnover of your fuel with a very small margin. Say you like a bill pay, somebody comes in to pay for a bill, to phone top or whatever, you're in single digit, 1% and 2%. By the time you would lodge the money from that, you're probably into making no margin at all. And to pay rates on that turnover is very unfair. Yes, they'll say that you're going to get a grant. I'm going to get a very small grant of just over €4,000. But it my increase is three times that. So, and I know there it's the same for a lot of businesses that have a huge increase in the rates. Donegal, probably there's been other counties that's been re-rated up into this, and sadly it's a service now that's done from Dublin, and the local rates people, you know, here, while you would have had a relationship with them and they would have been able to tell you, you know, exactly of your rates, etc., and if there's anything you could do to try and save on them. It's just another challenge that there is to facing all small business owners like ourselves now.
So small and medium enterprises like yourself are the backbone of the Irish economy. You know, what in particular would you like to see the government doing that would just alleviate some of those current issues that you have?
I would say I'm all for a level playing field. Obviously, we have to pay rates, you know, we have to pay, do you know what I mean? All our staff deserve to receive the rate of pay that they do, but it's not been effective. They don't see it in their pockets, because while the minimum wage has increased, everything else, the cost of everything else for them has increased around them. So I would say there needs to be a savings there for employees and employers in terms of PRSA and employers PRSA. They need to look at that. They need to look at the 9% that there was an increase in the VAT, because while they've seen it as a temporary measure, it's more revenue now that they have, that the government have. It should probably never have been brought back to 13.5%, especially in a time that retailing, between having a small business like small cafe, your coffee shop, whatever else, all these businesses are struggling, because we've come through an energy crisis. We still are. We have a lot of trouble in the Middle East, and if you were to follow energy costs daily, they're fluctuating with the war in the Middle East. It's just so difficult in being in business. You know, one would nearly ask, why do you do it? But you do it because you love doing it. You love, you know what I mean, being able to employ 40 people locally. But I think the government are very far removed of what it is to run a small business in Ireland. They're lobbied heavily by big multinational companies who share data with them, and I feel that they've lost connection with the local community. And that's not just in doing business. I think that's locally within the local people that would have voted for them, you know, in times gone by. There is so many challenges out there. They're not seeing what it costs to do business in Ireland.
I'm speaking with Kieran McKenna of Londis Circle K in Buncrana and also Londis in Drung. Kieran, away from the day-to-day stuff, when you do get a little bit of time to yourself, how do you unwind?
I don't know about unwinding, Chris, but from early morning to late in the evening, we work away in retail. I'm married to Danielle. We have four small children, Oren, Tiernan, Erin and Kira. Our eldest is 6 and youngest is 2. So we have a busy home with four small children, as I said earlier, heavily involved in the GA. And then we farm part-time as well. And, you know, we find that very therapeutic. The animals don't talk back. And it's just a great way of getting out, fresh air, you know, the children, just along with the children as well. And it's just an interest that, you know what I mean, grew up on a small farm in County Monaghan, and I enjoy it. I enjoy chatting to people from the local farming community here in store, and listen, we really enjoy doing what we do, and we don't see going to work, you know, as work most days. Yes, there's challenges, yes, there's headaches out there, but spending time with family is key. We try not to work on a Sunday, and we try and do something ourselves with the four children every Sunday.
You've been nominated for a number of awards. Indeed, you were up at the Shelf Life C-Store Awards, and when you get awards like that, it's nice to get that little bit of recognition. And you've also been shortlisted for the Convenience Retailer of the Year in association with Highland Radio News and the Sports Customer Service of the Year Awards. So when you do get that little bit of recognition, it's after all the hard work, it can be very pleasing.
Yeah, well, obviously the Shelf Life Award came from here in Buncrana. One September, we have a lot of students here in Buncrana who use the store each day. You know what I mean? They're a great part of our business. They come here every lunchtime. So we thought about what could we do, you know what I mean, whenever for the students. So we put out a wee thing on social media that if there was a child that had missed the bus after school, they could come to the store, ring home, charge their phone. We still offer, you know, there's many students, many days that for whatever reason rush out of the house, mommy and daddy's rushed them to the bus and they've come without money. You know, we would offer them their lunch and then they would pay us the next day or the next day they're in store. That we'd never like to see any of them go hungry. So we had that up on social media, and like Marie's Award, it became widely shared and widely, you know what I mean, recognised throughout the country, and a lot of other retail groups have used it since. But we were nominated then for a Shelf Life Award, and we won, and we were very humbled, and it was just nice to get the recognition for ourselves and for the staff for providing the service that we do every day anyhow.
Just before we finish up, thankfully the sun is shining today. Inishowen gets a lot of tourists in the summer. Just how important is it for a business like you? If we have a good summer, I take it that does help turnover.
Oh, without a doubt. Look, at all we need is the sunshine, even for ourselves, even for our own moods, you know what I mean, to get out and about, walking, whatever else. But Inishowen depends heavily on tourism, as does all of Donegal. But speaking just on behalf of Inishowen, that there's so many small businesses that flourish really well, you know, during the tourism season, and they're heavily dependent on that. It's just a pity that we're so far away from Dublin or from Belfast, Dublin in particular, that the A5, you know, has never been developed, that it would be a great addition to tourism, to Donegal and to Inishowen, if we could ever get it developed, that we'd be so much closer to Dublin and to other areas. Inishowen, there's so many people have invested heavily in their local areas. You know, I just think of Glampen Podge down in Greencastle, that I know the people that behind that there, and it's been successful for them. But they need that tourist sector to be busy to make their investment. There's so many people like that have invested so much money into different things within Inishowen to promote tourism. Our local hotels that thankfully are still open for business during the winter quiet months. It isn't easy for a hotel to be in business, and they too rely heavily on tourism. And as I say, a lot of people doing a lot of good work to make it happen whenever the consumer makes the journey to Inishowen to be on holidays.
And on a very simple level, for example, the sales of whipped ice cream must shoot up when the weather's good.
Oh, listen, it doesn't sell the day it rains, and the day the sun shines, it sells really well. And it again, you know, it's that the revenue stream from ice cream, you know, is greatly needed. And it's a product that only sells when the sun shines.
Finally, Kieran, from a business perspective, you've mentioned there's a lot of challenges out there at the moment, but overall the business climate, would you be fairly optimistic about going forward?
Oh, we have to try and be optimistic. Chris, you have to try and look forward all the time, because I think to be negative or not have a positive outlook, you're in the wrong game, you know, within retail. There's challenges in retail every day of the week. Anyone that's been successful in retail had challenges even whenever there was good times. So if we continue to work hard, offer a good service, offer a product reasonably priced, and continually to work well as a team here in store, we should see well into the future.
And that was Kieran McKenna, owner of two family-run Londa stores in Inishowen, one in Buncrana with a Circle K filling station and the other in Drung, Quigley's Point, where they manage the fuel for Inishowen Co-op. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Many thanks for listening. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.